Colton Dixon with The Other Side on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And Ryan, I have to say, I had so much fun listening to your kids play the What Day Is It game. It was great. I missed your dad's day.
Oh, well. He didn't miss, of course.
Of course not. But yeah, it was very entertaining. So it's good to be back. But I do have to ask the question, as I always do, what day is it?
Well, we're going to find out. And you won't be near as snarky as they were. Come on. Anyway, so every day is a holiday or 20. And I take a look at the list and pick two that are real. They're today. We can have a party. We can participate. Mm-hmm. And then there's one that I made up. And you and Beth are going to guess which is the day that Ryan made up on this March 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
First morning show of March.
Yes.
So we have National Disappointment Day.
Aw.
Relatable holiday serving as a lighthearted way to acknowledge life's little and big letdowns.
Okay.
Disappointment Day.
Okay.
And then it's kind of a downer right out the gate.
Sure.
And then National Cold Cuts Day.
Ah.
You know, those deli meats.
Sure.
Where we take meat and change it a little bit.
Slice it thin.
Season. And then National I Want You to Be Happy Day.
Oh.
Today's the day to do something to make someone else happy.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make someone happy today.
Okay. So you can either be eating cold cuts, being happy, or wanting somebody else to be happy, or just be really disappointed today. Wow. This is really good. This is really good. Okay. I'm feeling like it might be self-fulfilling that my lunch today is actually cold cuts.
Oh, well, yeah.
Just grabbed what I had, you know, in the freezer. And
of course, I knew that and had no idea.
Exactly. Oh, you planted the ham. Okay. See, nice. That's what I had in the freezer. Oh, so there's that. National I Want You to Be Happy or National Disappointment Day. Well, you know, it's Monday, but it's a new month.
Yes.
So, start of a week, but a new month. I'm feeling good. I'm rested, which is very surprising, given the week I've had. I'm gonna call Cold Cuts Day good.
You're gonna say that's safe.
Yeah.
You think that was real?
Oh yeah. Of course. All right. You can't go wrong with a cold cut. Sure. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my fridge, maybe. I don't know.
As long as it's a normal color.
Yeah, it's not green.
It starts
green.
Going gray, green, blue.
Yeah.
just toss that.
Yeah, just let it go. All right, so do I want people to be happy or just have a general disappointment? I'm going to be optimistic today and say that you made up National Disappointment Day.
You think I made up National Disappointment
Day? Like I said, I'm going to be optimistic. Oh!
That's a good day for optimism.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
National Disappointment Day.
Mm-hmm.
Not a day.
At all?
This is made up. This is fabricated by me. So National Disappointment Day, you almost sounded disappointed that it's not a real day. No.
Well, but you want me to be happy. Right?
I do. Yeah. Because National I Want You to Be Happy Day is real.
And I'm going
to
be happy when I eat
my cold cuts.
My lunch.
Yeah. Hopefully a few other reasons too. But, you know, cold cuts are good and happy day. And,
all right.
Yeah. But no disappointment.
No.
No. Way to start off the week strong. Here's I Choose to Worship from Ren Collective, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.